It is time once again for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Each week we enjoy checking in with our neighbors and our friends just across the county line to hear what is happening in the Chatham community. And joining me on the phone today is someone quite plugged into the Chatham community, Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners. That would be Karen Howard. Karen, happy Tuesday. How are you?
Thank you. I am doing well, all things considered.
That is good to hear. And it seems like we've got a lot to catch up on. We heard last week and the county commissioners met last week and added a new member to their ranks. And you and I were talking about this just before the decision was made. Now we get to talk about it kind of afterward. Robert Logan, the latest Chatham County Commissioner representative for District 4. Karen, can you share your thoughts on that appointment by the board and how it feels for Mr. Logan to join the ranks?
Absolutely. So it was the recommendation from the Chatham County Democratic Party that Robert Logan be our nominee. And obviously the board agreed and made that that motion was made, seconded, and the members that were present at that board meeting voted in favor of Mr. Logan. I was not there, but I consider myself a friend of Mr. Logan's, having served under him initially on the school board, but then continued to stay in contact and deeply admiring of the work he's done and his commitment to Chatham County in general. He's just, I think, really going to be a strong addition to our board, albeit temporary. And it's good that we have someone who has some history and some understanding of the various concerns around the county. I think it's, you know, we do have, I think it's 8 months that he'll be serving on the board. We do have some difficult and challenging things ahead of us over the next several months. So it's good to have someone who's fairly close to up to speed already on many of those issues. So I'm really looking forward to him being a member of the team. He was officially sworn in today, but there is the ceremonial swearing in will happen on Monday at our board meeting. We did that a little early so that he could be involved in some of the things that are happening early in the meeting, like our closed session and some conversations we wanted to have leading up to that.
Yeah, I know that you guys chose now to make the appointment so he can hit the ground running for these next few meetings as the board is tackling a lot of things. And you alluded to this,
yeah.
Of course, Robert Logan, former superintendent for Chatham County Schools. And I'm curious, do you think that him being a superintendent and having kind of that education perspective is going to, you know, how do you think that's going to play into his role on the board?
I think it's going to be excellent. I think it's going to be a real asset to us. We do have a very strong connection with our school, our board, school board, our superintendent, and our school staff, with our own staff and our board. So that, I think this is something that will continue to help us build that. And also, you know, as in that role, you are technically superintendent, but you're involved in so many other aspects of families' lives. As our teachers and other staff members. And as a resident of Chatham County, a parent of students who were educated at Chatham County, his wife was a social worker at, a guidance counselor, I'm sorry, at Northwood. He has had a lot of experience of the reality of living here, of being a member of the community, of serving the community that he works and lives in. And I think it's going to be a really good thing for us that we have someone who has his depth of experience, the kind of experience that he has, which is distinct from the rest of us on the board. And I like to think that there is some real value in having complementary skills and complementary perspectives that we bring together at the board and help us make stronger decisions. So I'm really looking forward to having him there.
Well, we've got an article with more on Logan's background, and if you want to also find out, you can head to chathamcountync.gov. They've got all the details from the most recent meeting of the Board of County Commissioners where Mr. Logan was appointed. You can also head to that website to check out when the agenda for next week's meeting is released. Definitely the spot to go. So that's been one of the top stories, I know, when it comes to the Chatham County local government, Karen, but I also know that COVID-19 and the public health response has been one too, and we've seen we've been covering a lot of news when it comes to N95 masks here in Orange County lately, mm-hmm. because Orange County did a distribution and ran out of masks in less than 2 hours during that initial allocation. We've since had some more successful mask distributions, and I know Chatham County has been having several over the last little bit. Can you share with us what you know about those efforts and generally the steps that the health department is trying to take as we continue to see COVID-19 trends decrease a little bit but remain elevated?
Yeah, so we're definitely seeing a decrease in the community, and the health department is working to ensure that we have a distribution that's geographically helpful for the community so that people don't have to go too far to get access to these masks that are available. We do want to remind people that they are one-time use masks, and that's important, particularly if you are around or have COVID yourself. You know, if it's just something that you're keeping in the car or keeping in your handbag for instances when it's called, a mask use is called, that's great. But if you're planning on using these in your home when there's someone that's positive, or if you're planning on using them around people that are positive, they really are just one-time use. But yes, we're seeing a lot of interest in having them. The health department has been pushing out notices about when and where the masks are available. And I think it's a sign that people are still committed to being responsible and wearing the masks when necessary.
And we know that these kind of conversations are going to continue to happen. It's great that these resources are available, but we do have that vote from the Chatham County Schools Board of Education last night saying that they could be moving to optional masking in schools within the next month or so. So I imagine that masking is going to continue to be a pretty hot topic, and it's great news that these COVID trends are decreasing. Curious to what your mm-hmm. thoughts are on that decision, as I know the Chatham County Health Department, who talks very consistently with the Board of County Commissioners, is, of course, looking at the health of Chatham County as a whole.
Right. So the decision the board made last night, there was one specific decision around optional masking for indoor sporting events for students. And then there was a second decision around waiting to make the determination about a broader mask use at their March meeting following the General Assembly's decision as to what the statewide mandates would be. I will say that I was very disappointed at a lot of the discourse that was directed at the school board members. And, you know, I'm also a parent of kids who have been in our schools, and I have been in there myself. I am connected with teachers and staff whose health and whose family's health matter to me. And I was just very disappointed to hear the commentary that was unnecessarily hateful, but also diminished the multitude of concerns and responsibilities that a school board has when looking at making a decision. You know, we are, as parents, blessed with only having to think about our own child very often. That is not an option for a board member making a decision. They really do have to consider the totality of issues that affect how that decision will impact a community. And a school community is a vast community. It is the bus drivers, it's the parents, it's the family members in the household, it's the other children, it's the babies at home. And these are not easy decisions for a school board to make, for anyone to have to make. And so I understand that we may not all agree, but I think we can all respect one another and understand that we are all in difficult circumstances with individual difficulties and making decisions that, at the very least, individuals believe are the best for our communities. I think I'm hoping that we get to a place where these decisions do not have to be made monthly, because we have excellent people serving in these roles, public service roles, for so little. And in return, they should be getting a level of respect and consideration that just takes into account the work that they do for our community. So I hope that we get away from having these conversations monthly and they can continue to focus on what actually really matters in the classroom, which is learning. So that's really just my deep feeling. And I will add that, you know, I've been vaccinated and boosted, and I still got COVID last week. And for everyone that thinks, you know, yes, it was a cold and I was protected and I took the steps of staying home and quarantining from my family and from the public, and I am recovering. But it is not an easy thing, and I would not wish it on anyone. I am struggling this week still to stay awake, and I've been testing negative for days now. And I don't have to get up and go to an office or have little children that require my attention daily. So I think we just have to have a greater level of compassion and understanding for the different circumstances that individuals are facing, and that COVID is not something to be scoffed at.
We're speaking with Chair of the Chatham County Commissioners, Karen Howard, here on 97.9 The Hill. I appreciate you sharing that story with us, Karen, because we know that a lot of other people are trying to follow those same recovery efforts right now. And this thing is just contagious. And even when those steps are taken, you never really know. So thank you for being vulnerable and sharing your experience there. We do have a few more minutes, and I wanted to offer the opportunity. Is there anything else happening around the Chatham County government or some upcoming local events that you want to take a moment to highlight for our listeners?
Yes, I would actually love to just remind people that the Chatham County Historical Museum in the courthouse at the Circle in Pittsboro is still having African American History Month celebrations and displays. There is a walking tour of downtown Pittsboro that also highlights the Black, Negro, African American experience that is sponsored by the NAACP. And there's just a lot happening that celebrates and recognizes the input of people of color in our community. And I also think I would just like to quickly say, I know that the reval of property was a hot topic over the past couple of days, weeks, months. And I do want to remind people that it's a long process. It's a four-year process that we go through to value properties. And in fact, the small blessing is that these properties were valued before this sudden uptick in house prices. And although it seemed like a lot of properties were being, there was a lot of revals that were approved, it actually turned out to be a less than 4% appeal. And so an equally small amount of revaluations that were changed and resolved. And I just want people to remember that there were over 44,000 reappraisals, 1,700 appeals, at less than 4%.
What do you think that means for Chatham County? Because I know that was an equally hot topic here in Orange County, with some people being maybe shocked at the big change. But as you said, it's a four-year process, and we are just in a region that continues to grow.
Absolutely. I think it's just something that every 4 years people are going to be a little taken aback by. But the fact that we do it every 4 years means that the sticker shock is not as significant as it would be if we waited the eight. And also, I think some people were concerned that their properties were undervalued. So it's both. But also, these are for most of us, our greatest assets. I think in the big picture, it's good to know that the value of your asset is increasing, even when it does mean that there might be a pinch when taxes roll around. It means you've made a good investment.
Yeah. Well, if you want to read more about the revaluation and appeals process, the Chatham County government has something shared on their website. And again, chathamcountync.gov, the place to go for that and all things when it comes to the local government. We always appreciate the time that you take, Karen Howard. Thank you so much for joining us this time on the Chatham County Roundup, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
My pleasure. I look forward to it.